When you commit to a life in the performing arts, you set out on a journey, one that offers plenty of promise but also has its pitfalls. Dancers have a kind of full-body commitment because their art calls on every muscle to work in sync with the mind and spirit. It's a tall order, and it's the subject of Rocky Takaesu's dance recital, which is part of the UH Dance Department's Winter Foothills Concert. She's with us this morning to talk about The Journey. And The Journey is an apt title for your show because, in a way, you are the subject of your presentation, yeah?
Yes, yes. It represents all of our different journeys, I guess you could say, through dance. And the show's title is called Echo, and I guess you could say that kind of means to us how dance resonates with all of us in our lives and our own separate journeys. So,
because you're part of a show with several other dancers and
yes,
choreographers,
yes.
Right? But the journey, specifically your segment, is about choices you've made in your life, right?
Yes, that's correct. It's based off of how I pictured dance to be in college and how it started, and I guess how I believe it to be now as I'm finishing my last semester.
When did it start for you? How old were you when you knew dance was going to be it?
Well, I started dance much earlier before I realized that I would want to pursue it. I started dancing hula actually at the age of 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then I branched off into other dances when I was, I guess, upper elementary, you could say. And it wasn't until my junior year of high school that I finally realized that it was something that I wanted to really pursue. So that at that time, I was getting ready to go to college and figure out really what I wanted to get into. And when dance, I guess when I realized dance was something that I wanted to do, it was a really big changeover. I'm switching gears.
Did you have, you know, mentors you could talk to about the kind of commitment that you were making at that time?
Yes, actually. I had a couple of people who are really influential in my choosing dance, and those were my dance teachers at the time.
Mm-hmm.
They both pursued it in different ways, but they each had a lot of insight to what the options were and what I could eventually do. So they were really, really big parts in me choosing it.
Is it important when you're thinking about a path like this to kind of confront the possibility that there could be some big disappointments ahead?
Oh, yes. I guess it's not an everyday thing that you feel, but after every audition or every chance that you get to be in a part, be in a dance, you realize, oh, it could not work out necessarily. And some things could, I guess you could say, go wrong and not go in your favor, but you have to just overcome that really as a dancer to make yourself grow a lot more.
Does it help to look at the stories of people who have gone before and hear them tell you, yeah, well, I had my share of setbacks early on?
Oh, it does. That's, I guess you could say that when dancers ask other dancers questions,
mm-hmm.
that's something that they respond to. They really look into, oh, okay, what did you do to get here? And the dancers' responses are usually, oh, well, I didn't get this role and I didn't get this role, but I kept persevering and I was focused and I kept going. And despite all of those setbacks, that they ended up where they are at that moment, and they share that with us. And it's really nice to see that happen.
It's a world, the dance world is sometimes one you hear of as being really competitive because there are obviously not as many places as there are people who want to be in those places. So have you found that to be true? Or
yes, I have found that to be very true. I think that a lot, there are so many dancers, so many people who want to have dance as a career and as something that they can fully make a living off of. But that struggling artist cliche kind of saying is true in some aspects, that it's difficult to pursue this art form because everyone doesn't support the arts in the same way that we do. And making a decent living is difficult pursuing dance. So
how have you dealt with that so far?
So far, I guess I have just been more optimistic about it. I am preparing myself for the setbacks, but also looking to grow. And once, I guess, you set your heart in dance, you realize that growing is one of the only options that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So to really figure out that instead of getting that role all the time or being in that company, it's more of a journey for yourself. Having you grow is more of the perspective rather than being the best all of the time. Just because once you stop learning, especially in dance, you set yourself back a little bit, and fully growing and thinking that you can always be better is something that I think all dancers should have.
Because you hear of, you know, great dancers, you know, the Baryshnikovs and Margot Fontaines of the world taking class every day.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout their lives, you know, probably Baryshnikov to this day, he's in his 60s. Is that your level of commitment?
Yes, I want to say yes at this point. I would love to take class every day. It's not always an opportunity that I know that I have. But
it's kind of important to keep that as...
It is very important to always practice your craft and get better, because practice makes perfect. To practice every day and to rehearse every day is crucial.
Well, you know, because I think you've hit on something, Roxy, in terms of saying, rather than worrying about getting the part, worrying it if you're growing, I think you might, if you continue to focus on whether or not you're growing, that's a really good path. That's a good alternative, don't you think?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Well, so far so good, right?
So far, yes, so good.
And this is kind of a milestone for you, the performance that begins tonight, right?
Yes, tonight, and it runs all the way through Sunday.
It's great to talk to you, Roxy, mm-hmm. and good luck with it.
Thank you so much.
Kind of a major step forward. Good talking to you. Roxy Takaesu's senior project, The Journey, is one of the featured dances in ECHO, the University of Hawaii at Manoa Department of Theater and Dance's Winter Foothold Series, which showcases new choreography by graduate and undergraduate dance students. It's at the Earl Ernst Lab Theater, runs through February 2nd, and more than 40 student dancers, choreographers, technicians, and designers are part of it. You can learn about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.